We have some breaking news. This from the BBC, how Build-A-Bear fell into its own trap. Also from the BBC, Build-A-Bear, pay your age offer abandoned amid chaos.
So stupid.
From Inc.com, Build-A-Bear Workshop just did something crazy. They had to shut it down almost immediately. They decided to do this pay your own age offer, and it just went utterly wrong. Because it's summertime, kids
are
cheap. Out of school. And no, people are looking for a good deal on a great product.
And I'm sure somewhere in the fine print it said, as long as we have stock, just like anything is.
Yeah.
Kids love Build-A-Bear. I mean, it's such a fun thing to do.
Of course.
But it's not a quick thing to do.
No, it's not fast to do. It's not fast to do at all. Let me.
We should get mad at them if they didn't have all the stuff.
Let me get with Laura from Malden. How long did you spend in line?
7.5 hours.
Did you get a bear?
I got 3 bears.
I gotta ask.
Technically, one of them wasn't a bear, but yes, I got 3.
Do you feel it was worth your time? Like, if you put a dollar value on the hours in your day.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I have a 1-year-old, a 3-year-old, and an 8-year-old, and I only spent $2.75.
So, but it was 7 hours of your life.
Well, they were excited the whole time, so it wasn't, like, draining, and people kept getting out of line and, you know, getting lunch and using the restroom. I literally had to go into Macy's and buy work clothes because I work in Woburn and there was no way I was going to get home and be able to go back to Woburn.
So you did spend more than $2.75 because you had to buy clothes in order to go to work on time. That is amazing.
Oh, you're a good mom.
Eric. Good morning, Eric. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. What did you wait in line for?
Beanie Babies.
Oh, that was a good
Beanie
investment.
Babies.
I had a boss that would leave work whenever a new one came out. And she would go, like, wait in line to buy it while she was supposed to be working.
Who were you getting them for, Eric?
My daughter, who's now 21, and she was 4 at the time.
Does she still use them or have them? Or what's up with the Beanie Babies now?
Oh, God. No, she just cleaned her bedroom and threw them all away.
She threw them away?
Take that, Dad.
You didn't even try and see if they were worth money?
Lana had a bunch of them. We looked them all up. They're all worth nothing.
Who cares? They're Beanie Babies.
We saved one.
The Princess Di one?
No, we actually saved 2. We saved the Bull and the Red Cardinal.
I don't know anything about Beanie Babies, so I don't know if that's good or bad. I feel like these are the stupid things I'm going to be doing in 5 years.
Gina is from Plymouth. Good morning, Gina.
How you doing?
Good. What did you wait for?
Well, this was back in the day. My son's 35 now. He was 1.5, and I was pregnant with my second one. And he was so young, I didn't want him to be confused bringing home a baby. So I wanted to bring home a baby from the hospital for him, a boy doll. And this is when Cal doors, I don't even know if you guys are a lot younger than me. That's when those doors were available. And I was in line 8 hours, and people were fighting, knocking people over.
Yeah.
To get the doll.
I remember Cal doors, of course.
I remember all that.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I had to, like, plow my way through. I'm like, hell no. I've been in this line for, like, 8 freaking hours. No one's cutting in front of me.
Get it, girl.
And you know what? It was a huge thing because my son adjusted to me bringing home a real baby because he had one boy baby, so he kind of got it. But he was only 1.5, don't forget, and I was pregnant with my second one, so it was kind of strange. But I will never forget that.
I would have been like, Jacob, get over it. You got a brother now.
I remember my mother waiting in line at a toy store to get a Teddy Ruxpin back in the day.
I cannot imagine your mother waiting in line.
And it was not for me. Mm-hmm. It was her and my stepfather because they collected teddy bears. And
that I could see her waiting.
Right. So it wasn't for us. It was for her collection.
My dad did it with Big Wheels. He found a store that was going out of business around Christmas time. And back in the day when my brother's, like, this is in the late 70s. He found, like, all of these Big Wheels, and he called my mom, and she called all the neighbors because he bought Big Wheels for the whole neighborhood. But he had to, like, ward off people from trying to get the Big Wheels from people.
Wow.
Nuts.
Good old man, Jim.
Crazy. I'm not doing any of that junk.
No.
You say that right now.
No.
So your daughter says she wants to build a bear, and then you're going to be standing in line at the mall.
Talk to your mom about it.